If you're a mompreneur looking to grow your business in powerful new ways with the support of a mastermind and a business coach, I invite you to check out A-Players.
Being with women who are doing the same work, who are on the same journey, people who have done what I aspire to do, and I've never been more clear on the direction of my business.
A-Players is a 90-day group coaching program for mama entrepreneurs looking to get to the next level in their business.
This is an opportunity to step into the spotlight and earn the visibility and the progress that you deserve.
It is for game changers and action takers who are looking for the strategy, peer support, and accountability so they can achieve amazing milestones in their business.
Making the investment in yourself is like literally opening a door to the next level of yourself. It isn't until we really take that step and invest in ourselves that we are able to grow.
In just 90 days, you'll achieve some of your biggest, boldest goals, all alongside some of our incredible mamas who'll be working on exactly the same things.
I feel so well grounded, at least in that VIP experience. And I'm also not feeling like I need to go off the rails and continue to offer other options now, because this is nailing it.
This is one of the most supportive and results-driven programs of its kind, and we want you to be a part of it. A-Players is a very special program, and it's only open for enrollment a few times a year. So if you want to take your business to the next level, this is your chance to make the leap. To find out more and book your enrollment call, visit mamasandco.com/coaching. Hi, I'm Leanne Kim, and this is The Business of Thinking Big, the podcast where we talk all things business mindset, strategy, and hustle. So, if you're looking to grow your revenue, serve more dream clients, and create amazing new possibilities, then you, my friend, are in the right place. Stay tuned. Well, hello, friend, and welcome to another episode of The Business of Thinking Big. As always, I'm your host and business coach, Leanne Kim, and let me start by saying how grateful I am that you're joining me today. Today, I want to have a conversation around stepping up and playing a bigger game. Here we are, this is fall of 2021, and I know so many of you have been sitting on your big goals and dreams. So if you have been thinking about starting that side hustle, I'm talking to you. If you've been thinking about quitting your job so your side hustle can become your full-time gig, yeah, I'm talking to you. If you've been thinking about starting that podcast, writing that book, launching that course, finally pressing publish on that brand new website, then this episode is absolutely for you, my friend. And I want to start things off today with a little compassion. I know that I look like from the outside to be this bold, confident leader that has it all together. And don't I wish that were the case 100% of the time? And I love that you maybe see me like that. Maybe you don't see me like that, but there's a good chance if you've been following me for a while, if you follow me on Instagram or you've been listening here, you might think that I have it all together and that I've just came out of the womb playing big. But the truth is, I struggle with a lot of the same things that you struggle with. For a long time, I dimmed my own light when it came to this business and the impact that I was making on the world. In fact, for a long time, I knew I wanted to start a business coaching and helping others grow and succeed. But because I didn't know all the steps in perfect order, I didn't actually make that move for a lot longer than I had wished. I sat with feelings of imposter syndrome, not enoughness, feelings of perfectionism, which is AKA just another version of imposter syndrome. If you don't know that by now, that is what that is, right? Needing to have all the answers, feeling like I had to have the blueprint before I could make any progress, right? Not feeling ready enough. All of these feelings are very normal. And let me also just say that if you are a badass female entrepreneur, you are listening to this, you are starting, growing, or running your own empire, that is scary shit. You are likely doing something that most of the people in your circles do not do. Okay, for me, most of the women that I was friends with before becoming an entrepreneur, they all had day jobs. There was not a lot of people in my world that were also running successful businesses and being great mothers and being great partners and juggling all of the things. Yes, I have some amazing friends, and yes, they're all doing wonderful things. But I remember feeling like I needed to have more support and more security, more examples of what was possible before I made the leap. And there have been countless times. Now, I'm not just talking about starting my business, because even that, I mean, I knew I wanted to have my own thing for years before I actually started coaching, consulting, teaching, right? I was thinking about this for such a long time and toying with the idea of it before I actually made strides. But I'm not even just talking about starting my business. I think about any of the times along the journey where I was called to step up and play a bigger game. And many of those times I found it so challenging to do that because we get in our own heads, don't we? We start to think about all of the what ifs, right? What if I go for this and it doesn't work? What if I make a fool of myself in front of all my friends and family? What if I fail? What will people think of me? And these thoughts are so common, and they're actually quite normal. The human brain was designed this way in order to keep us safe. I'm sure you've heard this a million times if you've spent any time around the entrepreneurial circles or positive thinking, personal development. I mean, people talk about this all the time, but are we really recognizing that? Because when we're in it, when we're feeling it, it feels so uncomfortable. And sometimes we can feel like we are the only person on the planet that knows what it feels like to want more, but to be scared to go for it. So I wrote this episode to inspire you to feel those feelings and go for it anyway. I wrote this episode and I've designed this for you to be short and sweet. And I'm going to give you three of my top tips. These are all things that I have done at different times that I also coach people to do who are ready to play a bigger game. So even if you're feeling like you're not ready, if this episode called to you for some reason, then you belong here. And I encourage you to stay with me in these next few moments as I share with you some of the ways in which you can move out of this place of playing small and start to step into that higher purpose that I know is out there waiting for you. If that is feeling like something you want to do, if you are feeling called to play big, if you know that it is now time for you to play big, then I am going to give you three top strategies that are going to help you do that. So grab your pen and paper if you want a little coaching today. Press pause on this episode as you need to and save this episode. Download it, come back to it again and again, because I promise you, even if we do great work and you go forth today and you're able to up-level and step into that next version, there's going to come a time where you need this again. Trust me, I know, because I've lived it. So if you're ready, here is my strategy number one on how to play bigger. It is to give yourself permission to claim what you want. So often I see women telling me what they want, and then immediately they'll backpedal and say, oh, but I don't know if I really want that. Or, yeah, but I don't know if I'm really meant to start a podcast. Or, gee, I don't know, should I be wanting six figures? Doesn't that sound kind of superficial? Why do we do that? Why do we claim what we want and then we unclaim it as quickly as we claimed it? Why do we not just give ourselves permission to go for it and say, heck yeah, it would feel amazing to make six figures in my business this year. Heck yeah, I actually want that. That would make me feel so proud, so fulfilled, and so inspired to continue the journey and to continue to keep showing up and supporting others. And if you're like me and you support other business owners, to be the example of what is possible. I remember feeling scared to hit my first six-figure year. I remember kind of wanting it and kind of not wanting it, right? That little tennis match that we do, that back and forth between our real dreams and then what we think is possible. So in one breath, I would say, yeah, I want to hit six figures this year. That's something that I had never done in my day job. I had never had a year where I had generated more than $100,000. In fact, I only had come close a couple of times, and it was only close. So it was only natural that when I claimed what I wanted, it would still feel a little foreign and still feel a little unusual for me. That's only natural. But don't let that stop you from actually doing it, from claiming what you want. Because I can tell you, if you're playing small right now, if you're listening to this and keeping yourself back and playing safe and being the nice gal and trying to be everybody's best friend, not wanting to ruffle any feathers, does any of this sound familiar? Because that was me in my first year. I can remember when my coach encouraged me to raise my rates from $500 to eventually $1,000 and then $2,000. And before that year was out, to $3,500 for 6 months of coaching with me. I remember that journey like it was yesterday. And I can remember making all of the excuses. But my people won't pay this. But what if I already told them I was cheaper? But what if they're used to my lower rates? I remember all of this. And then I would go back to what I had already claimed as something I wanted. And I would look at that six-figure goal and I would be honest with myself and say, what I'm doing right now is not going to get me there. And that would get me back on track. So just know that it's only natural that if you are playing a bigger game than what you're used to, things are going to feel scary and there are days where it's going to feel impossible. But it needs to start with you having the courage to claim what you actually want. At the end of the day, you got to own what you want so that you can actually start to move towards it. You can't actually make any progress until you've set those goals. So that's what I mean when I say give yourself permission to claim what you want. And then strategy number two is to start making the impact you want to make now. Do it unready. Do it unprepared. Do it unstudied, unlearned, unplanned, planless, if you will. Because at the end of the day, confidence breeds more confidence. So when I was first starting out in coaching, I remember that I had learned this really early on. The more that I coached people, the better I got. The more I wanted to do it, the more I would land new clients and do it again. And that's how our skill set grow. But we have to start somewhere. So I'm thinking of some of my mamas and co-members right now who this year put out their first few offers. They had the courage to package themselves and get in front of a crowd and put on webinars and start selling their services, even when they didn't feel ready. And I am telling you this, if you are the kind of person who says, but I need a certification before I can go and be a life coach, or I need X number hours of training before I can go and be a personal trainer, I am here to call bullshit on all of that. Sure, trainings help. Certifications, accolades, all those things help. But what makes you great at your craft is having the courage to do your craft. If you're a coach, get coaching. If you're a consultant, start consulting. Just start doing it. Don't wait for the permission from somebody else to say that you are ready. You're ready now. And sure, maybe those absolute top dream clients are not going to be wowed by your current set of skills, but how do you think you're going to start landing dream clients? Because you have a proven track record. How are you going to get a proven track record? By doing the work. So this strategy number two, to start making the impact you want to make now goes for every single one of you out there. Whatever idea it is you are sitting on, whether it's your first few offers, your first conference, your first podcast, your first whatever, I want to tell you that you are going to have a lot more success if you just start now. Start today, even though you're unready, unprepared, it doesn't matter because you're going to learn the skills you need along the way. Trust that you will learn everything you need to learn. But if you are stopping yourself from doing it, you can't possibly make the impact you were born to make. So please, can we all collectively stop waiting until we're ready and just start making the impact? Just find that one person to coach, or that first student, or that first listener, or that first blog reader. Trust me when I say you will find the way after that. But you have to have the courage to start. And then my third strategy that I think is going to help with number one and two is to start speaking on bigger stages. And I don't just mean an actual physical stage. I mean, yes, how great is it that in-person events are happening again? MamaCon is happening again. I am literally doing a happy dance. I can't even tell you. It makes me feel so good that I will get to stand on an actual stage in front of actual people very soon. But that's not what I'm talking about with this strategy. I'm talking about positioning yourself as the expert in front of those bigger audiences now. So that could be things like reaching out to the person you know that has a podcast that speaks to your same audience and get on their podcast. Let them know that you have something of value that their listeners need, even though that person is bigger than you or further ahead than you, even though I know you're sitting there thinking, she's not going to say yes. She has so many other more important people to bring on her podcast. I am telling you, it is the people that have the courage to ask to speak on my stage that is going to get an opportunity. So start speaking on bigger stages. Start to guest podcast. Start to guest blog. Again, speaking, I'm speaking metaphorically here. Anyone that you know that has their own community, maybe it's a private Facebook group, maybe it's a public Facebook group, or just a highly engaged Facebook or Instagram feed. See if you can come and be a guest coach in their communities. I am telling you that speaking opportunities are out there, and it is 100% how I built my business. Not only that, I started to become an excellent speaker, and I now help people become even better speakers with the skills that I have gained. And it all started with having the courage to get my butt onto other people's stages. Your audience right now is wonderful, and they love you, and they are ready to learn from you. But right now, there is a bigger stage out there. There is somebody in your world that has the exact audience that you want to get in front of, and they are looking for content. They are looking for quality speakers who care about making a difference in the world, and that is you. And if you're not starting to speak on these bigger stages, then what happens? You start to dim your own light. You quietly go about your way, hoping that people will find you and hoping that you will eventually get to that vision that you gave yourself permission to claim in strategy number one here. You see how I've come full circle? I love doing that. But that's the thing. We have to step up and serve. And sometimes that means pushing beyond our comfort zone. And I so want you to be the leader that you were born to be. Whether you realize it or not, you are a thought leader. There are people out there right now who are listening to you. And if you haven't started yet, there are people out there right now who are dying to listen to you. They're dying to come together and gain knowledge from your experience and learn from you and eventually work with you. But you have to have the courage to step up and be seen and be heard and serve to your highest possible ability. And I know that for so many people, the number of people that tell me, Leanne, I know I should be doing fill in the blank, but I just can't seem to get started. Or Leanne, I know that I should be reaching out to this person. I should be guest blogging. I should be podcasting. I should be doing these things, but I'm struggling getting over my imposter syndrome. I am here to tell you that there is nothing that I have done that you can't do. Any thought leader you see out there that is making an impact, they all started with this. They all started by giving themselves permission to claim what they want, starting to make the impact even before they were ready, and stepping up and being seen on these stages. And that's what I want for you. So I hope there was something inspiring in today's episode. And again, please know, I get so fired up about this stuff, but please know this is coming from a place of deep empathy. I can remember this so well. And trust me when I say I'll be there again. You know, when I launched this podcast, I felt all those fears. It felt too big for me to step up and own my own podcast under my own name. Now, thousands and thousands of downloads later, I'm so grateful I had the courage to move through that discomfort and see what was on the other side. And that's all I'm encouraging you to do, is step through the discomfort. Do it messy. Do it imperfect. Trust that you are not alone. Trust that you have support in this journey as well. You have support from me. You have support, the support of my people, if you want it, my community. You have the opportunity to be a part of it. And in fact, if this conversation is inspiring you in any way, then I want you to get off your butt and get your ticket to MamaCon. It's happening on Friday, October 29th, live and in person in Toronto, Canada. I am anticipating over 100 mama entrepreneurs at this epic reunion event. We are going to be having some incredible speakers. Amy McLaren. We have the one and only Vivian Kay. We also have my dear friend, Steve Sinanen, who's coming, not to mention all of the other things that we're celebrating on this day. You're going to have an opportunity to connect with other mamapreneurs live and in person. You're going to have a chance to talk about your big goals and dreams, to workshop your ideas with other people. It is going to be epic, my friend. And because I care about you so much, I really want you to be there. So you need to grab a ticket. I don't know if there's going to be any VIP passes left at the time of recording this, but if there are, trust me, you want to scoop those up. But if not, grab yourself a standard ticket. Come and join us for a day of learning and networking and inspiration. We are going to have mamas from all over, not just from the Toronto area, but I already know there are people who are going to be flying in from Ottawa for this. We have some mamas from Calgary. We have even some people coming in from out of the country. That's how badly they want to be there. So if your time is now and you are ready to step up and give yourself permission to play a bigger game, then you need to be in the room with other women who are doing exactly those things, who are claiming what they want, who are making these tough choices and making some of these bigger, bolder moves, even though it's uncomfortable. You need to surround yourself with people like that. So I invite you to please join us for MamaCon. Trust me when I say it is going to be one of the best days you have had, not just in this past year, but probably for several years. And I'm so excited to have this day every single year. This is our sixth MamaCon in a row. And when I think about the first time I started MamaCon and all the fears I had, oh my gosh, I'm going to do my own conference? What is that going to look like? And what if nobody buys any tickets? And where am I going to do it? And oh my gosh, all of the fears. But thank God I didn't let those fears stop me and that I had the courage to step up and do it anyway. Even though it felt so big back in the first year that we did it, it now feels like something I get to do. And I do it every single year, and I want you to be a part of it. So thank you for listening. If this resonated with you in any way, will you do me a favor? Will you hit me up on Instagram at Leanne Kim Coach? Tell me the thing that resonated with you the most, and I would be so thrilled to hear from you and celebrate you. Okay, my friend, thank you for being here. Go grab your MamaCon ticket, and I'll see you in person in a few weeks. Bye. Thanks for listening to The Business of Thinking Big. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. We would love it if you could leave us a review on iTunes, which will help more people like you find the show. And of course, you can learn more at leannekim.com.